in reflecting on the videos and information that we read in this module, the biggest thing that I am reminded of is when I was in high school writing research papers and my language arts teacher teaching us how to decipher the best information to use and what media to use, whether it be microfilm or encyclopedia or those kind of things. We basically do the same thing now when you're talking about internet literacy. The only difference is there's so much more media out there available to the students. We have to really hone in and make sure that the students know which resources are valid and pertinent to what they're trying to do as far as their research. The biggest thing that I would like to know is what resources are available to help my teachers better go ahead, since I'm a principal, and help the students decipher what's going on and what they need to know and what resources they would need to work with as it relates to media, since there's so much out there for them, they could be guided in the wrong direction very quickly. The lesson idea that I was coming up with was an 8th grade social studies lesson. It's been about 6 years since I've been in the classroom, so it's been a while since I've developed a lesson. But what we would do is, let's say we were talking about the Revolutionary War and the impact and the importance of various wars throughout the Revolutionary War. First thing we would do is we would talk about all the different media and maybe brainstorm and list all the different media that was available to the students as far as finding out the information they needed to know. We would then look at the primary, secondary sources. We would look at different other pieces of information to discuss validity, author's point of view, if there was some kind of hidden agenda, those kind of things to discuss and show the validity and non-validity of some of the resources out there. The next thing we would do after that is we would go into the different work of the different battles of the Revolution, and what I would do is I would have three different choices. I would let the students turn around and I would let them use a blog website to blog and discuss the different battles of the Revolution and their importance to the history of the United States. Another option would be for them to act out and do something and post that on YouTube. And then the third option that would be available to them would be to use an animation website, maybe like GoAnimate or something like that, to make a cartoon of a particular battle. And that would be what I would do as the products.